In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I was thinking this a couple of minutes ago. If you went to court, and you went to court because you were a Christian, would they find evidence enough to believe that you are a Christian? I tell you, we're called to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We're called to be what God called us to be, to announce the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Do you know that today? That you are called to announce the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, Jesus is wonderful. He is so wonderful. You can't mention him outside, though. They think you're a Jesus freak. You can mention that my higher power is a light bulb, but you can't say my higher power is the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't like that. They don't like that at all. But you know, he's the Lord. Whether they like it or not, he is the Lord. And he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being humbler still, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted Jesus and gave him the name above every other name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend and every tongue shall proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Are you proclaiming that today? You say, I don't feel like it today. It's a bad day for me. I tell you, God is with you. Jesus loves you. He's got plans for you. I love this scripture. I use it so often. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me with you, says the Lord. It's very will of God that we seek Jesus. I cannot seek Jesus without the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives me the power to proclaim Jesus. The Holy Spirit touches the hearts of people when Jesus is preached. Now, I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus. And we're looking at Acts 25, verse 23. So on the next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribunals and prominent men of the city. Supposed to be the king, this Agrippa. They came with great pomp. Oh yes, the trumpets blew. But here's St. Paul. No trumpets are blowing for him, but he's sold out. He's sold out. Then Festus gave the order that Paul was brought in. And Festus said, King Agrippa, and all here present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish community petitioned me both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. I tell you, why? Because he preached Jesus. He preached Jesus, the forgiveness of sins through the blood of the Lamb. He preached Jesus that we are forgiven. If we ask forgiveness, we have confession. Go to confession. That's what it's all about. St. Catherine of Siena, as often told you, said, I'm going under the blood when I go to confession. I'm going under the blood. Oh, yes. How we need to go under the blood. I went to confession yesterday. You want to know why? Someone gave the talk, Father Joseph, about not judging. And my mind went to see the judgments that I had on people, even though I tried to chase them away. I went to confession to tell people that, my gosh, I need the forgiveness of God for the judgments I have been thinking, because it's really none of my business. My business is to seek the face of the Lord. My business is to love Jesus. My business is to love people. It's never to judge anybody. And when judgment comes in, I say, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm continuing. But I found that he had done nothing, Paul, deserving death. And when he appealed to his imperial majesty, that's Agrippa, I decided to send him. But I have nothing definite to write to our sovereign about him. Therefore, I have brought him before all of you, and especially before King Agrippa, so that after we have examined him, I may have something to write to the Caesar he's talking about. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner without indicating the charges against him. What were the charges against him? He was saying that Jesus died for our sins. He was buried and he rose from the dead. Those were the charges against him. Well, I'm going to tell you, what about you? What about me? Are we proclaiming that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and rose from the dead? Do we proclaim that? Do we tell people that? Do we tell people that are having a hard day that their answer is in Jesus? I know one person said, oh, I had my Jesus moment, but I don't have Jesus now. I go to yoga. So they're on their way to hell. Oh, yes, they're on their way to hell. They left Jesus. I don't want to leave Jesus. Do you want to leave Jesus? No. Just tell him, I want to be with you always, even until the end of time. Chapter 26. Agrippa said to Paul, you have permission to speak for yourself. Then Paul stretched out his hand and began to defend himself. What do you think he's going to do? Going to tell him, well, I'm innocent. No, he's not going to say that. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to proclaim the Lord Jesus. I consider myself fortunate that it is before you, King Agrippa, I am making my defense today against all the accusation of the Jews, because you are especially familiar with the customs and controversies of the Jews. So he's buttering up King Agrippa. Oh, yes, he's buttering up. But he's going to lay down the gospel, and he's going to say, you know what, it's real, and even Jesus can save you. Oh, yes. Therefore, I beg of you to listen to me patiently. All the Jews know my ways of life. All of you Jews know my way of life. From my youth, a life spent from beginning among my own people and in Jerusalem, they have known for a long time. If they are willing to testify that I have belonged to the strictest sect of our religion, he was a Pharisee, and lived as a Pharisee, and now I stand there in trial on account of my hope. What's his hope? What's his hope? It's going to win the megabucks? I love people when they say, you know, Father, if I win the megabucks, I'll be very generous to your ministry. You're not going to win the megabucks. Be generous anyway, not only to my ministry, the ministry of the Lord, but to other things too. Oh, yes. Paul's not going to say, well, my hope is in being a Pharisee. No. On my account of my hope in the promise made by God to our ancestors, a promise that our 12 tribes hope to attain as they earnestly worship day and night. It is for this hope, Your Excellency, that I am accused by Jews. Why is it thought incredible by any of you that God raises the dead? Indeed, I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things against the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Why? Because the scripture says, cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. And the Jewish believers who are now believers in Christ were saying, he is our Savior and our Messiah. Paul thought, how could he be Messiah and Savior if he died upon a tree? He'd be a curse. But later on in his memories, Paul writes, he, Jesus, became a curse that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ, in Christ. Indeed, I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things against the name of Jesus of Nazareth. and that is what I did in Jerusalem with authority received from the chief priests. I only locked up many of the saints in prison, but I also cast my vote against them when they were being condemned to death. Stephen, my punishing them often in all the synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme. And since I was so furiously enraged at them, I pursued them even to foreign cities. What do you think Paul's going to do now? He's going to talk about his conversion. You know, you don't have to preach to Jesus. You need to tell people of how Jesus came into your life and converted you. That's what you need to do. People cannot go against your experience. Our experience is real in Christ Jesus. It coincides with the Word of God. It coincides with the Holy Spirit. Verse 12. With this in mind, I was traveling to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. When at midday, along the road, Your Excellency, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun. That's the Shekinah glory, shining around me. Ah, he was in a different atmosphere. He was in heaven. Oh, yes. He talks about going to the third heaven. There's no such thing as the seventh heaven. There's the third heaven is the heaven where God is, where Christ is. Shining around me and my companions, when we had all fallen into the ground, I heard a voice saying to me, in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It hurts you to kick against the goad. I remember this Salesian priest saying to me, you call to be a priest and you're kicking against the goad. I said, you know what? Maybe he's right. He was right. He was right. I asked, who are you, Lord? The Lord answered, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and testify to the things in which you have seen me and those in which I will appear to you. I will rescue you from the people and from the Gentiles. Again, I will rescue you from the Jews and from the Gentiles. I tell you, Paul told about his conversion, how we need to be converted. I need more conversion today. I told you, I went to confession yesterday. You know, I'm totally imperfect, but I need Jesus. And I don't want to judge people. I don't want to judge people. I want to love people as God loves people. And it's sometimes very difficult to love. I have someone that I walk past, I just say hi to them because I think this person's hurts and my hurts rub against each other and I don't want to be with this person. But I've been asking God for forgiveness. To whom I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Are you turned to the light today? Are you turned to God today? One of the saints said, I think so much of myself as only to point myself to Jesus Christ for the day. That's what I think. To point myself to Jesus Christ for the day, so that they may revere or receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Converts always have to start with you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus who shed his blood for you, and you need to be washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. After that, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and throughout the country of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do deeds consistent with repentance. Faith without works is dead. We can't just say, I love Jesus. I love Jesus, but you know, I've got to be doing things too. I've got to be doing things. Faith without works is dead, St. James says. Even little things. I come to find out that Kathy Tierney started giving food to the homeless, and we're going to join her this week. We had to leave because of the virus. We weren't there because of the virus, but we're going out this Saturday to feed the homeless. Thank God for Kathy, who continued the ministry after we stopped. For this reason, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. To this day, I have had help from God, and so I stand here testifying to both small and great, saying nothing but the prophets and Moses said would take place, that the Messiah must suffer, Isaiah 53, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people, Jews, and to the Gentiles. He is the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Our light is borrowed. Mary is the full moon, but borrowed light from the sun, S-O-N. You are the light of the world. You have borrowed your light from the sun, Jesus the Lord. Do you know that today? You bring light into all your circumstances because you are the light of the world. Paul appeals to Agrippa to believe. While he was making this defense, Festus exclaimed, "You are out of your mind, Paul. Too much learning is driving you insane." But Paul said, "I am not out of my mind, Most Excellency." Excellent, Festus, but I am speaking the sober truth. Indeed, the king knows about these things, and to him I speak freely, for I am certain that none of these things has escaped his notice, that he heard about this before. What's Paul trying to do to Agrippa? Convert him. Let's see if he does. "I'm certain that none of these things has escaped your notice, for this was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets?" "I know that you believe," Paul says. Agrippa said to Paul, "Are you so quickly persuading me to become a Christian?" Paul replied, "Whether quickly or not, I pray to God that not only you, but also all who are listening to me today might become such as I am, except for these chains." You know, when we're in the restaurant, and we're talking about Jesus, and we do it loud enough so that people could hear. I remember once after doing a day of renewal at Hearsland, we went to have onion rings and some other things in a restaurant, and I remember talking about Jesus, and the people in front of us were listening. And I said to them, "Well, you know, he loves you too. He loves you too." They said, "Well, we had a friend, his name was Joe, and something happened to Joe." I said, "I know Joe." I said, "Well, is this his last name?" They said, "Yes." I said, "I know him, and God's going to help him, because he needs Jesus to help him." Do you need Jesus to help you? Then the king got up with him, the governor and Bernice, and those who had been seated with them. And as they were leaving, they said to one another, "This man is doing nothing to deserve death or imprisonment." Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he did not appeal to Caesar." Remember, he appealed to Caesar because he was being whipped, and he was a Roman citizen, and you don't whip a Roman citizen. This is amazing. I love St. Paul. I love St. Paul. I love him so much. He is the man of God who proclaims the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. I love St. Paul. Chapter 27. When it was decided that we were to sail for Italy, they transferred Paul and some other prisoners to a centurion of the Augustan cohort named Julius. What are they going to Rome for? To witness to Caesar. That's what Paul's going for. He wants to witness to Caesar. Embarking on a ship of Adramyttium, was about to set sail to the ports along the coast of Asia. We put to sea accompanied by Artaxerxes, a Macedonian from Thessalonica. The next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and allowed him to go to his friends to be cared for. Putting out to sea from there, we sailed under the lee of Cyprus because the winds were against us. After we had sailed across the sea, that is off Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myrna, Lycia. There a centurion found an Alexandrian ship bound for Italy and put us on board. He wants to go to Italy. He wants to go to Rome, the center of the kingdom. Rome, the center of the kingdom. And he wants to witness to Caesar. I want you to know today that our witness is very important. If people ask you, why do you believe in Jesus? Why do you believe in Jesus? The only thing you can tell them is not only the scripture tells me, but my experience. He changed my life. He changed my life. And if he could change my life, he can change your life too. Because I was far gone. But God knew that he loved me and he changed my life. Do you know that he wants to change your life? People are afraid of the Holy Spirit because instinctively, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, says you're going to have no life but Jesus. People say, I don't want the Holy Spirit because I don't want to surrender my life. But who are we surrendering our life to? To the one who died on a cross, who was buried, and who rose from the dead. That's who I surrender my life to, because he's worthy of my life. He's worthy of your life. He is the King of glory, and he loves us. Do you know that today? That he loves you today. You turned me on for the first time, and I'm telling you that you are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. You are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. How do I know? Because the gospel tells me so. Because the cross tells me so. He died for us so that we might live eternally. Unless you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim that he who eats this bread and drinks this cup preaches the death of the Lord until he comes. How we need the Eucharist as food. How we need to worship Jesus as Eucharist. How we need to know that we are loved with an everlasting love. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What did we learn today? That Paul, wherever he goes, gives his witness. That on the Damascus Road, he was surrounded by a light from heaven. And the word of God came, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. I tell you, we don't want to persecute Christians, but to persecute Christians is to persecute the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.